What's up, you guys? Before we get into this fucking crazy-ass fucking episode of Joy Tactics, I gotta let y'all know about some live shows coming up. That's right. If you are in Los Angeles, this Sunday, May 19th, you can see Nate Verone, that's me, live in person, May 19th, 7 p.m. at the Elysian Theater, with special guest, by the way, Connor fucking O'Malley. Yep, it's about to get fucking popping. It's about to get fucking crazy. Link in the show notes. Also, if you're in NYC, you can see Jack live on Thursday, May 30th at Littlefield. That's Thursday, May 30th at Littlefield. $10, 8 p.m. Jack Benzier wants to change the world. Get those fucking tickets now before they sell out, because you know they will, man. You know they will. So get them now. Link in the show notes. All right. Now let's get into this episode, shall we?
You mean eat the rich or eat the poor?
Yeah. Because
eat
what's
both,
funny
man.
Is
it's a dog eat dog world. You got to eat everybody to get ahead.
If you think,
unfortunately,
it,
that's the case.
Do you think that there is a spiritual thing?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Verone, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Why?
All right. Well, this is a topic that we have been kind of afraid to speak about. Just not because we don't have opinions about it. It's just because this is a powerful group of people that we are going to be discussing. And I just want to tread lightly here, because I know this can get into vicious territory, and this kind of triggers a lot of emotions in people when we talk about, these are the people that are going to be pulling the master puppet strings. And I don't know if you want to fuck with these people. Okay, I know you think that, oh, it's fun and games too. Well, let's just say what it is. We're talking about the rich today,
right?
Okay,
what I call the 1% in my organization.
you came up with that
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Phrasing.
If yeah. I find yeah. out that we're hanging out at a bar and I see you use the ATM and I see that you've got more than $28,000 in the checking account, I'm grabbing you by the hair and I'm putting your head up against the wall and I'm forcing you to buy everybody one round at the bar or else.
And shots. Mezcal and Amaro mixed.
Calamari
M&M
as well.
Shots.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a damn-ass seafood pancake this weekend. Nate was there. And I was eating it. So delicious. This makes me sick to fucking even think about, dude. And I bit down on something hard, and I spit out a little piece of squid.
It was a tooth.
Eyeball. It was a squid.
It looked like...
Ow, my back.
It looked like
a tooth.
It makes
me so fucking sick to even bring
that
it
up. That was a line cook's fucking tooth, man.
Nah, it had squid coloring on it. It definitely was part of a damn squid.
And why are you afraid of that? Because I love squid. What? Some
and
people
I,
are
no, it was
really
like a little ball.
Yeah.
Well, because squids are very intelligent. And squids, we can't understand their intelligence quite yet. And so, it's
and
shameful.
And they live forever. Did you know that?
That's not the way
right,
they treat
so them. That we're eating an immortal just to just get all fucked up on it, just to kind of get a little
that's
less
true.
Fucked up on
we
beer
are ending
and soju.
Immortality by having that little piece of octopus feet that you, or whatever the
you couldn't guess feet. How many squid I've sliced up with a knife.
A that's got to be bad karma. I feel like
yep.
that. I should
it
go
is,
vegan.
Jack.
Well, just in the terms of not eating squid, because that has got to fucking fuck up your karma. If you're ending immortality, yeah, chicken. All right, that's fucking. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Mm. I'll throw a chicken against the fucking wall tomorrow and fuck their ass up. I don't give a fuck about chickens.
Really.
You know, last night we went got more Korean food, and then we got a whole chicken just cut. Right in half. It just, you know, they tear open its rib cage, they press that shit down, they get it all extra crispy, its skin is all crispy, and there's something about seeing that whole chicken just laying there next to a bunch of radishes. that makes me just feel like, what have we done? You know what I mean? And I see the flaws in veganism. Trust me, I've written all about them. I know all the flaws. It's a very flawed system. Very privileged, if you ask me, to be vegan these days. That's something that only the rich can do, by the way, to bring it back to the main topic.
Right.
But
so why don't we?
I don't think we should be fucking eating these animals for entertainment like this while we talk shit with our friends. You know what I mean?
Entertainment.
We should be eating that after a long hunt. We should hunt for. You should have to hunt a chicken for 10 days before you can eat it. And then everything else you eat is plant-based. And then you have to stab that chicken with a damn-ass spear.
You know what? I was thinking about this recently. This brings up a topic that I feel like could be fruitful. No, I was just pondering.
No,
that was
I know. Profound statement. It probably hit home. Okay. So what were you pondering?
I was pondering this week, okay? I feel like people think that, you know, people who are like always refer to like, our ancient ancestors. All right. We weren't depressed or anxious back then because we were, you know, hunting and such. And yeah, maybe we didn't have depression back then, but that still fucking sucked. You know, like, I don't think our ancient ancestors were like happy and gleeful all the time. I think there's just like, we've adapted to, withstand a specific lifestyle of sucking, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that is the hunter-gatherer lifestyle. That's our shitty life that we're adapted to be okay with and not be depressed with. Okay,
that's a good lifestyle. When I hear hunting and gathering, I think, oh, that's gonna be fun. Let me all get everybody together. Let's put on these new purple bandanas I made out of some leaves and some berries. Let's go out and let's attack the duck. Let's attack these motherfucking ducks until they got no home no more.
Well, now, let me paint a scenario for you.
No, shut the fuck up, man. What I this capitalistic
sorry, Mr.
rich.
Benziger.
No, it's because you don't listen. It's because of the products which we are driven to believe gives us happiness. Really, one of the happiest you could be is killing an animal. See where I'm going with this? What do you think?
No,
what
man,
they want you to
frankly,
think makes
you're
you happy?
Enraging me.
Let me paint two scenarios for you. There's a group of people. That's okay, man, by the way. There's a group of people.
You don't look enraged.
I'm too sleepy to be enraged, to show it, but I can feel it deep down.
I can feel it in his belly. Here it gets hungry. Hulk style. Okay, what sounds more fun to you, dude? Sitting in the back seat. Eric, stay awake. Sitting in the back seat of Rolls Royce. Whatever. Maybe you're in like a big high school parking lot listening to music or something. And
Nujabes.
Yeah, you're listening to Nujabes, learning how to roll a joint on the hood, practicing with tobacco mm-hmm. over and over again. In your dad's Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what sounds more fun? That or sitting on a rock 100 feet in the air above the sea cliffs with a bunch of people who made knives out of rocks and you're slicing the fucking heads off of squids like the motherfucking cartel of the sea and everyone's laughing their asses off. Yucka, 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 yucka. Okay. Versus, oh, I'm trying to be cool, make sure that I have my spliff rolling skills on point before I go watch the mid-90s. I don't give a fuck. By the way, yeah.
Well, the first situation you just describes in my mind what you would call a psychonaut. You know what I'm saying? Where your adventure happens in the mind, right? And that can be precipitated by getting all fucked up on weed or getting fucked up on weed and tobacco, which is what a spliff is, right?
By the way, I want to commend Eric for he gave me his vocabulary list for the week. Precipitate was one on there, and he's like, "I'm going to try and
I'm
use that."
I'm saying precipitate,
and I was like, I don't think "Good I job, used man!" It
right. Precipitate is that the right? Is that a precipitate?
Precipitate.
Precipitate.
Eric's trying to up his vocabulary.
So what happens when you're just precipitating? Okay, that's after it
doesn't exist yet, man, and that word will never exist. Stop trying to.
Well, every precipitate is then followed by a post-precipitation environment. Okay.
We should make a water brand called Sipitate that has alcohol in it.
Alcoholic water? It's just watered down liquor.
Alcoholic water, non-sparkling alcoholic water.
Alcoholic still water.
Yo, that is going to
that is fucking change. That is
and guess what
innovation.
We're
going to
call it? Guess what we'll call it, bitch?
What?
Liquid
bitch?
Life. Liquid life.
No, man.
Polish spring.
No, Polish no, spring. No puns, spring. Bro. It has to be
spring.
No, it's got to be called
sipitate. We're raging against the machine. Once again, the water
Polish
machine.
Sprung.
Water fountain.
I gave we'll the get name. You sprung. It's called sipitate.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, right. You gave it a name.
Okay,
but we were kind of...
Okay, sorry.
No, no, I appreciate you. We're all... Names.
Mm-hmm. We're thinking of when the merger happens.
By the way, guess what I'm drinking. You know what's interesting? Maybe this is a good analogy. Analogy for what the rich are all about.
Hard
you
Fiji.
You see a bottle of Fiji here, right? You would assume from that maybe I have some money. I have enough money to spend on artesian water. Well, what you don't know is that this shit's filled up with tap water that could be dangerous for my health. Okay? Sometimes the mind can trick us.
Eric, you're giving like, you know, like red at the end of Pineapple Express. Like you're giving like that.
I have never been this tired. I'm going to get in the car crash today. I know this.
I feel like you have like a stab wound in your gut that you can't see. And you're just like, you're like on the last 2 hours of death and you're just doing a podcast.
What the listeners don't know is that I have another Airbnb to go to today and I have 4 hours to kill in the middle and I have no idea what the hell to do.
Push-ups, sit-ups.
Push-up? No, I don't think my body can handle a push-up right now.
Well, let's get back to the rich.
Back to the hunting. Back to the hunting, right?
Back to the hunting. Well, let me say this. This is the scenario I was going to... Yeah, that's a fun day on the cliff, being the cartel of the sea. Yeah, that's one day. But guess what? That one day is pretty rare out of the year because most of it is spent starving. Okay, and looking for food. So these people, these ancient ancestors, they're miserable. They're not depressed. They're miserable all day long. They're starving because they can't find a fucking squirrel.
But they're getting
they're too
laid,
fast,
man.
And their weapons
but they're
suck.
They're getting laid.
Yeah,
that's
I know,
what's
dude.
Cool. Do you? You're acting like you don't realize how much fun that.
15
would be.
Days of no food, but you're fucking like crazy. You're fucking like crazy.
Yeah. Or
and you know they didn't
we should
have
make
condoms
a movie
back
about
then,
that.
Right?
What'd you
nah,
say?
People had ways, man. I'll just say this. People had ways. We always found...
You said they didn't have condoms back then?
They didn't have condoms, so there was a... there's
no problem
pregnancy.
With me on that one.
Oh, shit. Oh, the pull-out. Jack, the pull-out Benzier.
Chill. Don't say that I've ever done that, man. I've never done that. Ever.
Who's got the craziest pullout game? Give me in the comments. Let us know. Describe
Cat
your pullout
Williams.
Game, your method.
Cat Williams can probably pull out crazy. He's probably he can't.
He
can
pull
like,
out while he's nutting inside. Like dude, like he's got like some.
All right, all right. All right. I wasn't gonna go there.
Drop in the
Cat
comments.
Cat Williams,
let us
I'm
know
calling
you're
it right now.
Oh, my God.
Can I call it right now? Cat Williams has never nutted in his life. That's my prediction. If you were to ask him that, he would say, I've never done
he's
it.
He has a full life semen retention. That's why he's so powerful.
He never grew it.
That's
to
why
begin
he can do
with.
18
it's
comedy specials.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
No semen. Wow.
Yeah. Cat Williams.
Mm-hmm. Cat Williams is rich.
He's rich. It's corrupted his entire mind, though.
But he's
I'm gonna read the list of the richest men in the world. Right.
Thanks,
now.
Eric. Appreciate you.
And women, because now they're getting all rich too.
And you know what's
richest
funny?
Richest people.
There's a rich motherfucker on a coin right in front of me. This is a. Do you want to guess how much money this is? Is from Canada.
It's a dollar.
Is that
holding
that's
a coin?
$1.50.
That's $5. Five. What do they have? What is their currency called?
Dollars.
Canadian.
Canada dollars.
It's two. They just call it dollars.
This coin is $2. This is a $2 coin. How strange.
Yo.
2009.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who the richest person on the planet is?
Salma Hayek.
Is it Elon Musk?
No, it's not Elon Musk.
Or
it's
is an it actor. That Mexican?
I know it's an actor.
That Mexican oil guy.
No, his name's Bernard Arnold.
What is he
from?
Which movie is he in?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, are you serious? That's crazy to me. The richest fucking dude in the world owns a clothes. Like that's what gets you the richest. Is like look, fragrances take a look, and man. Clothes.
Take a look at these screens right before you. What are we all doing right now unconsciously? Having a scent and wearing hella clothing items. Oh my God. He's a genius.
Wow. 'Cause
you think it's going to be the war machine, right? Nope. Mm-hmm. The war machine is controlled by the wardrobe machine. Don't make me say it again.
And I'm sure he's getting subsidies from the government fitting out our next World War III.
That's right.
Soldiers in Louis Vuitton. You know what I'm saying? Louis Vuitton bulletproof. The bulletproof Louis
bags. Louis bags.
The bulletproof whale tails.
Yo. And they have to. They like shield themselves with the Louis bag.
I didn't know that existed.
The dripped out Avenger. That would be kind of sick.
I'll say for real, I'm looking at this list and I'm getting pissed off, dude. They're hoarding
imagine
the wealth.
Now, hold on. Imagine they're your children.
If you gave me just $1 billion, yo, I'd be good. But these people have over 200.
This 200 guy has billion? A reality show.
233 billion.
They should have a reality show where it's like Shark Tank, but you just beg for money from these people, and whoever begs,
we still haven't paid out our person yet.
Right. We had in the Patreon, just to let you know, in the Patreon, we're giving away money, just like that. Like yeah. It's just
dude,
so
it's
tap
like,
in.
It's crazy up in that piece right now. It's fucking $5 is flying this way and that once every couple months.
Yep.
But yeah,
people
we
don't
do
know what they're
different.
Missing out.
I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack.
Yeah, my back hurts. I threw my back out getting out of a chair today.
Oh boy.
God damn it.
God damn.
So how are we gonna? Is the answer to kill them? When we see rich people, because they say get the guillotine.
Jack.
Hello? Hello?
Not on here, man. Not on here.
Okay? Not on here.
Okay. You know, all right,
let's stop recording for a second then, because I want
to. That's for the hookah circle, man. That's for the talk. We're right.
The private hookah room in my mom's condo in her townhouse.
Can I tell you this? When I worked at cars.com, there was a coworker of mine. We were at a sort of company outing.
Ooh.
And one of my coworkers, we were at a Cubs game, and he was sitting next to me, and he said, if one day there was a group of people that just went into every CEO's suite in every building in fucking like the top 10 companies in America and fucking shot them, like the world would be like, he was like, that would change like the capitalism. And he just said that out of nowhere, and I was like, oh shit, like God, you know when you just don't know a coworker and then they like
and then they say some shit like that
after a couple of fucking Bud Lights at the work event, and you're like, oh shit, you're I didn't know you were like this and
radical.
Well, he was trying to recruit you, dude.
Radicalized.
Yeah, that was a test, bro.
That was a test, and you failed because you're supposed to be in the battalion right now. Go and get ready to assassinate John Lennon again.
Let me ask you guys this shit right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have been coding
777-85.
You have a day job, right? As a normal computer programmer, right? At night, you actually work on your real projects, and you go down. You're going down deep into the internet and the dark web and all this, and you make special programs for people, and you sell them on a black market. And one night, you're asleep at you're listening to crazy drum and bass style techno, and you fall asleep at your computers, and there's a knock at the door, and it's a person waiting for their computer chip. And there's a beautiful woman with them, and she has a tattoo of a white rabbit. And you get a crazy message on your computer. They hop into your terminal, and they start typing to you, and they say, follow the white rabbit. And then you see this beautiful rabbit on this beautiful woman. Do you leave?
This goes on for 2 hours. You describe every single Matrix movie in full detail.
I would say I probably wouldn't follow that damn rabbit. You know what I'm saying? I probably would have chilled.
Are you serious? Hey, you know who would? Me.
Hey,
I would. You go to the crazy sex club. You go from programmer to freaky ass fucking club.
Maybe I would. Wait. Let me redo it. I would follow the white rabbit.
You wouldn't follow fucking Trinity? Oh, Trinity.
No, bro, but it's not Trinity that has the white rabbit tattoo. It's another woman who actually...
Yeah, but you know deep down inside that Trinity's somewhere there. That's how fate works.
Don't get me started on Trinity, please.
It's true love.
At this point in my life, I would follow a fucking Hasidic man into the depths of Brooklyn. I am so vulnerable.
Well, yeah,
and
you'd be doing that
with
the GoPro,
I need to live. I would let me get the Drubinsky haircut for once in my fucking life, and the complete wardrobe.
I just got the Drubinsky haircut. No question. Look at this.
No, you do. You got the Drubinsky haircut when he's in Afghanistan. Who's Drubinsky,
who is
dude?
That?
Drubinsky, Dr. Planet Earth. He's been to every single 197 countries.
Bro.
He's got a
and
YouTube channel
twice.
Where he goes and. And sometimes he goes to Kabul 2 days before a major terror event occurs, okay? And he's been to all of them. But what I'm saying is, I can't remember. God damn it, put off your bingo list.
A terror event.
Joy Tactics.
Now, back to the Matrix.
Oh, back to what's... Oh, right, so what I'm saying is... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Forget about it. It takes nothing right now. If somebody's had the fucking hot dog and said, want to see... You know what I'm saying? Walk up to me with a hot dog and say... Want to see some of the weirdest shit I got in my house or something? You see where I'm going with this? Where I'm like, why am I so desperate for something like that to happen? Because I was raised on a bed of lies.
Well,
here's what's going to happen to you. Dude, you're going to be the brave little toaster when you're a little kid. You're going to go on an adventure. You're watching the Iron Giant. You're James and the Giant Peach. You're going to get sucked into some fruit with some bug dudes. Then you grow up. You grow up, but you've been trained incorrectly to think that life is extravagant. When really, the mind is what's extravagant. Life is quite mundane compared to what you can sit and imagine in your house. Let me imagine something right now. Oh, wow. I have a castle. How cool is that? In reality...
Castle in the sky. Imagine
I have a goblet. That's pretty good. You want to know where this is from?
I had something to say. What?
Yeah,
where?
Well, it's just from the Madonna Inn. Go on.
That's a nice cup.
Where's the Madonna Inn?
Or goblet, sorry.
This is in San Luis Obispo. I don't know how to say it.
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
Wait, can I share a factoid about the Matrix that I don't... That I'm not sure if it is correct. This is a behind-the-scenes production thing that I heard. I don't know if it's true. So if somebody's like a fucking Matrix historian, which something tells me that there is... someone like that listening right now, correct me if I'm wrong. So you know that opening scene, right, where Trinity is you know, the cops come in and she kind of floats up, whatever, and does that iconic camera move that 360 goes around. She's so they got the money, the Wachowskis got the money for to make the Matrix, and they blew it all on that fucking one sequence. And then they went back to the studio and they said, hey,
give us some more.
We need more money.
That's sick.
To show them how sick the movie's going to be.
That is.
I don't know if that's true, but that's like
Nah, that's true. That's awesome. That is so fucking sick. God
that's
damn.
We do that
idea.
With like a minute like comedy scene and there's like a fucking like
no laughs.
A crazy... They're like, no, you're blacklisted from Hollywood.
Oh, this is what I was cooking on earlier, is that, you know, when I was a kid, the Matrix just seemed like, I was like, oh, this is what life is like in the cities. It's dark. There's real people that you don't understand all around. You know what I mean? And I feel like the internet has sort of like... soft washed everybody. Now everybody's a little too accessible. You realize that everybody's normal and everybody has the same fears and anxieties, and we're actually all kind of the same. I miss when there were kind of cool people out there that kind of frightened me. You know what I mean? Wow, what the hell is your life all about? You live in a way that's cool and exciting and dark. And at this point, I feel like I don't know if those... Maybe I just need to go and meet those people. Maybe they live in different countries.
Maybe you need to push further. Maybe you need to push further. Because when you go... The truth is that everybody has that side of them. You just have to look deeper for some. A dark side. And you just have to look deeper for some. Yes, you do. I can tell from your demeanor and what type of liquor you had last night.
Dark Eric.
So sometimes you see a boring person and you think, wow, dark this is Eric. The most...
You wouldn't like to see me dark, would you?
Light Eric versus Dark Eric.
Hey, guys.
Wow. No one would like to see the
That sounds like an incredible anime.
Dark Ray Hill.
The Dark Ray Hill.
Chronicles.
Battling inside the forces of good and evil.
Mm-hmm. And I would set that in the Narnia universe. It'd be like a spinoff.
A lot of your ideas are kind of hard to produce, but they're really good.
Right. Everything has to be in Narnia or like Narnia
it's
adjacent.
Like $1 billion IP.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that, but it's on the Death Star. Okay.
If you were somehow like a North Korea style production company owner and you could like people were taking meetings with you like, please, you have so much fucking money, infinite power, biggest studios in the world, best cameras don't even exist yet. But every time they pitch something, you're like, right. Now, yeah, basically what I'm saying is set it in another movie. What's that one with Jackie Chan?
Rush Hour?
Yeah.
Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Taxi.
The world of Rush Hour is just our world, though.
For some reason, it feels like it's been like 2.5 months since I've done a Joy Tactics podcast.
Well, that's a good thing because it feels new and fresh.
Oh,
right?
Oh
every
okay.
time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm so disgusted by that damn piece of hard squid. What could that be?
Well,
there's very few things that make me days later want to fucking vomit.
This is what I want to ask you guys is, you know how like on the like Two Bears, One Cave, they're kind of like, I feel like the discussion.
Which episode?
The discussion for them has shifted into, like, when you're rich, you can just, like, talk about being rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of becomes a part of your, whatever, these content creators, these YouTuber podcasters' lifestyles. So they just talk about, like, the fast cars that they're buying, the vacation, whatever, you know? Uh-huh. So I feel like this question was asked to... Bert, I saw this on a clip. It was like, what's the craziest thing that you've spent money on? So what do you think your answer would be if you were in their positions where you're doing arenas? You basically have unlimited money, you're not like Walmart rich, you know, but Amazon, Jeff Bezos rich, but you're just like, you know, millionaire.
You got millions,
you know. What's the craziest thing? So put yourself in that scenario of you being making millions of dollars. What's the craziest thing that you have spent money on?
I think I would get hella fucking airsoft guns and build a little ass arena for all of our friends to do airsoft. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that's very
you build
fun.
That
I love that, Eric. That's community.
It's like an airsoft
oriented.
Arena, and it's got a mezcal bar up in there. And I'm playing my music that I made over the speakers, and then I invite all my friends to come play airsoft. But I get the most powerful gun.
You're gonna need it, bitch.
That sounds like a good time.
With how good I roll,
right?
It's very good.
Oh, we should do airsoft. Hurts though.
No,
I got shot point blank in the neck with an airsoft gun when I was
point blank.
point, like literally that's all right. A kid put it to my neck and shot it in my neck. Like I feel like that could kind of like it hurt so fucking bad.
That could get lodged in there.
I remember I got
an airsoft gun. Go, Jack.
I just remember, yeah, I had an airsoft pistol that I traded either a skateboard or some Cinnabons for. And I kept it under my bed, and my parents never knew. Ha ha.
Wait, Nate, did it lodge itself in your in the
No,
in,
no, in weirdly. I feel but like it just could hurt. Have. I think badly. It was like from like Sam's, it was from like, not Sam's Club, Walmart's on the brain. Interesting. Dick's Sporting Goods, like a fucking the worst caliber grade, you know, airsoft gun, the cheapest one. But I bet if that was like the Bentley of airsoft guns, that would have killed me, 100%.
I got a Red Ryder when I was younger, Christmas Story style. Remember those, the BB guns?
Oh yeah.
You know what? I had hella fun doing, just shooting cans.
Right.
Shooting cans at my grandpa's.
You didn't shoot any animals, did you?
Nah, I really did not. I went hunting with my uncle one time and I cried.
Did you see him kill an animal?
Birds. No, he didn't get any. But he was, even after I was crying, he kept going. But he told me that when he was a kid in the 60s, whatever, 50s, they would do airsoft. He was like, oh, we kind of did that just but with BB guns. They were shooting each other with BB guns. Isn't that crazy?
Now that'll
that's a little more painful.
That'll go in your skin.
That'd be negative. I'll say it.
Maybe we should get some pellet
guns.
Should
we get BB guns? I was just saying that, Nate. Well, did you hear the story? You heard the story from our friend Max.
Huh?
Whose dog, Howie, bit. They were hiking on the same trail that me and Max went on last week, and they're walking up this steep ass trail, and all of a sudden there's a rattlesnake in the middle of the trail, and Howie goes and bites this rattlesnake on the head.
Oh no.
So the rattlesnake is in Howie's mouth and he's like shaking around, blood spurting everywhere, and they took Howie to the Howie's fine, no venom got in him. But that's fucking crazy. We need guns to protect ourselves from shit like this. Mm-hmm.
Good for Howie. Sorry about that. Yeah, totally. Well, we need different types of guns, like guns with like cannon style wider bullets, because the accuracy that you need. I have the accuracy because I'm always going. You know, I have a lot of Instagram style safety mentors. And that are teaching me how to but yeah, a lot of people couldn't shoot a snake with a bullet to save their lives or their dog's life.
No.
Now pathetic. If they had fat bullets, big wide bullets, and maybe they expand after coming out of the gun, does that exist yet? That's a very good idea.
Well, you put a little water on it, like you put on those washcloths that shrink down to like the size of a sugar cube, and then it grows into a giant washcloth.
Great. Put some so water you just need to spit in the back of the
grow.
So you got to spit before you shoot.
I think that's how some bullets work. They enter in you like this, and then if you look in the back, it expands
busts out, and then, military technology, weapons technology, yeah, we thought it was cool when we were kids. No, it's fucked up. It really is.
Yeah, it's being used for evil.
If you work at a weapons manufacturer, turn this off right now and go get some help.
If you've ever came up with an idea for a gun or a bullet or a bomb, take yourself to the closest river and see if you could drink the whole thing. Okay?
You know what we need to discuss is the new... There's another Boeing death.
A double suicide. Whoa.
Speaking of the rich...
That's right.
A new Boeing death?
A suicide.
There's somebody who's like whistleblowed. Mysteriously died. Oh, interesting. That's so crazy.
I believe
a dude in his 40s or something. He just mysteriously happened to have passed away.
I'm looking it up.
Interesting.
No. They're
burying it, dude. Who's doing the killing here? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this? Like dark web? Is this deep state? What are we talking here? They probably go to some. I bet you they go like dark web with it. Just some, because if this person gets the fall, they're like, oh, this fucking, this person, they don't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think it could possibly be somebody like the perfect crime, like Drake or fucking
Joe Biden,
Chloe Fineman,
Joe Biden personally,
just somebody.
Just, I'll handle like, it.
That's the cover that's up.
That would be baller. Well, I would respect you. Biden so hard.
What if we know,
an assassin going president.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
If he had one, if that came out, he would get the. That would. That's what's kind of holding them away from a second term right now, I think.
It really is.
So, this man, the second whistleblower, struggled with a sudden, fast-spreading infection. How fast?
Oh, interesting. Boy. You know what that is? That's a drone bee that is infected that they dipped in fucking cow shit and it fucking pierced into his nipple.
In his bloodstream.
That's what happened.
Nipple. Ew, man. Why do they gotta go
yeah,
so
ew,
gross?
Yeah, ew, yeah, yeah. That's sometimes death is disgusting, man. Sometimes this shit gets a little gross, dude.
Welcome to the
upper echelon of society, man. You thought it was all roses and mansions.
I did think that, bro.
Well,
terracotta roofs, the Spanish style, villa style roofs. Yeah, if you got one of those, see yourself out of here right now. You're not welcome here, rich ass.
Do you think anyone listening to this is like caked out of their mind? Like fucking like.
There's got
to
be one like cake.
There's got to be one person who's got $2 million in the bank and they're just.
Right.
Who is
and
that?
And they're pirating it, I bet. I bet they're pirating these episodes.
It's one of the jigs. It'll be one of the jigs. I know it.
You think anybody's ever pirated this shit? I would be a little bit impressed if that was okay. I would be a little honored if someone pirated this.
The Pirate Bay MP3 file.
Well, they can just send the YouTube link because it's just, you know, you only need one friend in the friend group to have the YouTube link and then you can just send it around for the Patreon episodes.
There's probably a friend that does that, sends it to the group text, and no one ever fucking clicks on it.
No, that's not possible because you become cool. Nah, as soon as you like us, like, you become very cool.
Right.
Max Keeble style. So here's what I want to say. Yeah.
Max Keebler's big move.
Max Keeble's big thing.
It's a child, man.
No, it's not yet. Not anymore. Not anymore.
All right.
It's the adult version.
Man, Nate, I had a friend in school that was in Max Keeble's big ass move.
He was?
She interesting, man. She was.
I didn't see any women in that movie, so that's why
the
I said
assumptions.
That. There are none in that movie, I'm pretty sure. I'll watch
Jack,
it again.
What do you want to say to me, man?
Well, funny you'd ask. I just want to warn you now that, listen, you've gotten to know a lot of secrets about this company. I've trusted you with a lot of details about Joy Tactics that only you know. And if you're ever thinking about whistleblowing, I just want you to know that you've already got a room at the fucking Epcot Hotel in Disney World. Anytime you want to start whistleblowing, I got a nice vacation for you to go on, man. And you're going to end up in that hotel room. And guess what? I can't say what's going to happen. But it's going to be a most,
trying to think of a
most horrible way to go. Should you whistle blow? Should whistle and blow? Those are both blowing. That's what's
whistle
weird.
Whistle and blow.
I'd go
it's
to a
funny
whiskey
that you guys could never replace me.
We really couldn't.
Wanna bet, dude?
I'll just say it like that. We really
you turn off my Zoom.
I would love to go to
Disneyland with you guys. Speaking of all that Disney shit, could we go to? I mean, yeah. Listen, people think it's pathetic to be into Disney as an adult. Well, well, well. Why don't you get an interest? You know what I mean? Why don't you really care about something like it's life or death? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think we should go to. Jack, when are you coming to LA?
October.
No, that's too late.
Okay.
Oh, you guys think Disney is lame?
It'll be gone by
then. Hold on, let me play something for you guys real quick.
What is this? Oops, your phone's dying.
Oh, you guys thought Disney's lame, did you?
hiring veterans, training veterans, supporting veterans. Wow.
What does it say?
That's Disney. Disney supports, hires, and trains veterans.
So you're saying Disney is the last place that any type of violent things are going to want to occur because that's right. Who's in the goofy costume is fucking SEAL Team 6. Yeah.
Oh, I bet they do got them Uzis in some of those costumes.
They got room for more than an Uzi in there. Trust me, sir. They got room for the whole team. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit.
Special agent 11-year-old.
Jail, right? SEAL Team 6. Huh?
You heard of Disney jail, right?
Huh?
Disney jail? You've heard of this, right?
Yeah, of course.
If you get out of line,
I haven't heard of this,
we're signing petitions every day against it.
Well, let me say this. There is a law that you are not allowed to fly in the airspace above Disney.
What are they hiding?
What's in the air?
Disney is an autonomous, basically, entity. It's like the Vatican of the United States, okay?
Is it?
And if you fuck around, when you go into Disneyland, notice it's land, world, Disney World. When you go there, you operate on their fucking rules. If you get out of line, guess what? That's an instant.
Bullet.
They don't even go to detaining. No. It's instant torture. You're getting tortured by fucking Princess Peach, waterboarded by
Princess Peach. Yo, that's
Ariel.
Nintendo, bro.
That's Nintendo.
yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
you
how deep it
runs,
man.
They're all connected, do you? That's so interesting.
They've got Pac-Man. They've got Donnie Darko. They've
that's
got everything,
so
man.
That's so naive, dude, that you think
you
that
fool.
There's no relation between Princess Peach and the Disney princess.
Well, dude, I apparently have much to learn.
Yeah, you
wow.
do.
Well, it's curious to me that it would be a very convenient place to hide something very forbidden, something as like a UFO mothership. Put that underneath a giant theme park. Who's going to dig down there? Nobody. It's too beloved. That shit's never getting taken away.
I think we need to do an investigative style report and try and do
at Disneyland?
As much and try and get in that jail. And we have GoPros on us and those glasses that are obviously have a camera in them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find out and expose Disney for what they fucking truly, for what's actually going on. Yeah, we might die for it, but.
Imagine this fit at Disneyland, okay? You got the Brooks running shoes on, not the cool ones, okay?
The ones I wear then?
No, yours are cool because those ones are
no,
sick.
No, mine suck.
Okay, so we're using those shoes. You get the tall Puma socks.
Mm-hmm.
You get the khaki cargo shorts, okay? Mm-hmm. You get a swag polo from your bank that you work, like a Wells Fargo bank sort of athletic wear polo, right? You get the Disney lanyard. You get the drawstring backpack. You get the shutter shades, and you get the Mickey Mouse ears. No, if you dress like that, no one's going to think fucking twice about you, right? That is a full Jason Bourne costume, you know what I mean, that you can wear in there.
Yeah.
No one will question you. Put a little bit of Axe chocolate on before, a little too much Axe chocolate spray on, and you can walk
chocolate
in anywhere.
Chocolate flavored.
Bro. You don't remember Axe chocolate?
No, I don't quite remember that scent.
Eric,
but I think I smell it on you.
You don't know this, and I'm amazed, but you just accidentally perfectly described the undercover cop uniform at Disney World. I'm looking at, I just got access to the police files, and that was exactly it, man. You have a
that
taste
just
for
like that.
That. Should we have a Joy Tactics jail? Yeah. So here's all it is. No matter what the crime, it's 20 minutes. You got to come in the sauna with the three of us. And it's rehabilitation style. We immediately forgive you. We put your face in a bowl of whatever we call it, sipitous water that we invented.
Sipitate.
Sipitate. We dunk your head in the sipitate.
the 12% flat
and then, yeah.
alcoholic water.
And then
yeah,
we say you're forgiven. We make you join the Patreon. And then you're basically clean and ready to go after a 20-minute conversation with us. All you got to do is get a giant Joy Tactics Red Hot brand right on your face. And then welcome back.
Creative Punishments.
CreativePunishments.org.
Bring back Creative Punishments now. Where has the creativity gone? People do need to be punished. They need to be held accountable. But why don't you do it a bit creatively, right?
Right. Somebody gets in a car accident on purpose. Yeah.
Well, you know there was a time like this, right? That you're describing? It's called the medieval time.
The 70s. I just read that or listened to that book on tape. About the executioner.
What book?
It's called The Faithful Executioner. It's called The Faithful Executioner, dude.
Cap.
And you know that band, The Iron Maiden, right?
The
Iron. You thought that was a fun title. That's actually a medieval torture device.
That's a creative torture device.
Say what, dude?
Oh, so we got to make new torture devices. How about this? The size one Yeezys. You got to go.
They're so small, they'll kill you. They explode your foot or something.
Well, I got a bone to pick with the Vans Skate Pro slide-ons. They're too tight for any normal person's feet.
Have you tried getting a bigger size?
I did try, bro.
What? That's so shocking, man. My feet.
Well, I know.
Well, and how much are these, Eric? These Van slides?
$60.
You get what you pay for, man.
Wow.
Now, if those were common projects,
what's common?
Those were 900. Oh,
ZPs.
Hilarious. Yeah. Very funny that you don't.
Common projects.
Common projects are a shoe brand that are basically make the same types of shoes that like you're describing, except they're $900. And I haven't tried on a pair ever, but I would assume that $900 gets you a little extra comfort because you get what you pay for, like what my dad tells me.
Common projects. I'm going to look it up now.
You get what you pay for. That brings me right back to the discussion. The rich. Here's my question. I've been meaning to ask you guys this. You've been avoiding it. Please answer this. Is money wealth?
These shoes
really
look
think
shit.
About that.
These shoes look awful.
All right.
I would say no.
Is money wealth?
Is money wealth?
I would say no.
Why?
No, what's wealth is friendship. Yes. What's wealth is happiness is what's wealth is giving back and giving without anything in return, Eric. And
so poor people think.
Should we kill the poor? I forgot to ask.
Eat the rich or eat the poor?
Yeah. Because what's funny is
it's a dog eat dog world. You got to eat everybody to get ahead in this fucking shit.
If you think,
unfortunately, that's the case.
Do you think that there is a spiritual bank and a spiritual economy where really, because the rich people, they're not so rich, they're not so wealthy as we've just learned from Nate. People who have the most money, they don't have the most happy. See what I'm saying? So really, are there people who are incredibly happy right now in Rancho Cucamonga with their kids jumping up and down on the trampoline, playing the George Lopez theme song over and over again, eating fucking Impossible Meat hot dogs? What are they taking happiness out of the dark matter of the universe and not letting other people be happy? Do we need to eat them? See what I'm saying? Because talk about karma. If every action bounces off of another action emotionally, and positively and negatively. Is there karmically just not enough? Is there not enough happiness to go around? Only so many people can be so happy.
It's See quite possible.
Think about it this way. When you're in a room with somebody and they're afraid, that tends to make you unafraid, correct? Why does that happen? If you're depressed and you go around somebody who's more depressed, suddenly you become a little even less depressed. What's that about? So now, if somebody's
happy, you think that
there's
a sort of interdimensional emotional balance?
Uh huh.
Hmm.
it's something I'd like to at least discuss before my time is up on Earth.
I don't think this has been suggested before, bro. Well, what happens when you go see a movie and everybody's sad as fuck after the main character dies at the end?
Well, what's happening in the movie right next to that? Don't think it's a coincidence that I Saw the TV Glow is playing right next to The Weeknd or whatever it's called. See what I'm saying? Go look in your local movie theater.
Awful.
It's getting harder by the episode. As we dive deeper and deeper into the molecular structure of joy. This is not episodic, this podcast. This is serialized. So if you're jumping in right now, yeah, you're going to be very confused when we start dissecting the molecules of happiness and interuniversal balance. Of course. We've already discussed the surface level years and years ago in the episode where we talk about burrito, whatever. You think it's about burritos, but it's not.
No, and if anybody says the word burrito to me again, like, it's on site, frankly, because I will not be categorized as just someone who loves burritos. Like,
you're not that.
So much more than that. But I did have an amazing, this is what gave me joy. I hate to jump it so quick, but I went to Tacos Delta. Now, if you watch Chris Pine, it's called Tacos Delta in Silver Lake. And if you watch the Chris Pine interview where he's now going around promoting his movie Pool Man, he is going to some famed LA institutions, and one of them is Tacos Delta. Now, his tip is to get a breakfast burrito, 2 egg scrambled, 1 egg over easy. So you let the egg yolk kind of be a little sauce in the burrito, which just sort of disgusts me somehow. But I go to Tacos Delta the other night, and I see the California burrito. And I also see birria on the menu, but I don't see birria listed as an option for the California burrito. And I said, "Sir, could I have birria in the California burrito?" And he said, "It's never been done before. We're not supposed to do that. But you know what? That sounds kind of good, so I'll let you try it. And you got to come back and report to me if it's good or not. And then maybe we'll put it on the menu. See what I'm saying?" Wow. I tried this burrito with birria in it, beef birria, and it was fucking delicious, dude. It was so crazy ass delicious. I told them, and they might now be putting it on the menu. This is what happens when I move to LA. It's
Ray Hill burrito.
You know they have to name it after you now. The Ray Hillia.
That's right.
The Ray Hillian burrito. That's crazy. You're already getting fucking menu items named after you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Damn, you just got it like that, Eric.
It's agreeing with you very well.
Mm-hmm. Very well. I come to LA for 1 second, and that goes down.
That's awesome. I similarly have a joy that is about a connection, which is undeniable. And it is to not necessarily gambling, but I went to Dave & Buster's with my chick after an amazing dinner at Buffalo Wild Wings in the mall, which was shockingly hard to get a table at, I'll be honest.
It was busing?
People love BW3s, man.
Yeah. So what happened to me...
What'd you get at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, at B-Dubs? You already understand that we got chips and guac. And you already understand that we got 15 wings, okay? We got 5 of the barbecue, 5 of the Nashville hot, and guess what? The best flavor, 5 of the mango habanero wings. Those are the ones that you go tell your mom about.
The best flavor is spicy garlic, man.
I like the atomic...
please.
Crazy-ass little spicy-ass one.
Remember, we had them in Times Square together one time.
Did we in Times Square?
Wasn't it? Or was it
in there's Hell's Barclays.
Kitchen? Probably Hell's Kitchen. What? That was there.
I bet those Barclays. Servers are fucking millionaires.
That was in Manhattan.
The Times Square B-Dubs wait staff.
That's what you think.
Oh, they're
That's
all Nepo people. Think. Yeah. They're all millionaires. So what I'm saying is, this is the same thing that happened to me last time I went to a casino, a child's casino, whatever, arcade. I play the game. and nobody sees it coming. Oh, it's a game you can get 10 points, 20 points, 30 points, 40 points, 50 if you're lucky. It's impossible. What do? I hit the fucking jackpot again. God wants me to go to these places. 1,000 points. Wow. The whole place erupts. Everyone's going fucking nuts. Whatever. Why does this keep happening to me that I keep winning amazing prizes? Not as much at the adult casino, but for some reason when I go to these children's arcades,
you clean
amazing
up.
Things are happening to me left and right. And I'm walking out of there with, you know, a dog
this is karma.
That says Dave and Buster's. It's karma because I lose so much money at regular casinos that when I go into Dave and Buster's, I fucking run train on the claw machines.
That's the squid karmic irony. Okay, so you've eaten so many squid that the ironic karma. See, the thing is, the universe works in ironic ways.
It always balances out, doesn't it? It's very ironical.
So you are caked up in the fake arena of fake points and fake tickets, right. But when it comes to the real gambling, you are in debt millions of dollars. You're destroying your family's life, your children's.
Does this look fake to you, bitch? That's a frisbee. That's a Dave and Buster's frisbee. You can't just get one of these, dude. You have to win it, okay? And I'd like to see you. You'd ruin your whole life trying to win this thing.
Wait, can I ask you a question, Jack? Do they have like a PS5 as an option to win? Like, you know how they have the prize levels?
Oh, that's such a amateurish. Yes, they have many incredible things like that. Massage chairs.
Like, what's the highest thing you can win at Dave and Buster's? Like, the craziest prize?
Oh, funny you should ask. There's so many amazing prizes. Yeah, they've got saxophones. Yeah, they've got ukuleles. Yeah, they've got massage guns. They've got interesting lighting for your car interior. They've got holographic paintings. I don't know. I was too crazy, faded, and hyper to remember everything, but yeah.
Off the pixie sticks.
Off the motherfucking pixie sticks and dipping dots and stuff like that.
Nate, what gave you joy, man?
Well, what gave me joy this week was, I would say going out, we went to a dinner in K-Town on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Eric was there. And my God, K-Town gets fucking litty as shit. It was popping.
It was popping.
By the way, Jack, you would love this bar. We didn't get to. It was too packed to actually do this. But there's this bar in K-Town,
Chi-Chi,
where you can like wager your drinks. Like you can bet drinks on a video game. And I was like, man, Jack would really like. But it was too packed for us to get a table. So we were just kind
of
getting crunk in the back on soju.
Soju is back. Yeah. Well, no, what's it called? What's that brand called? Jinro is back.
Jinro
is back.
They're doing a new campaign. It's so good. I don't miss this at all.
It feels so good to get faded off a Jinro.
Jinro.
It's just different.
The headache is pretty serious, though.
You think that's fun? Let me tell you about this. Instead of hanging out with friends and going out, live almost completely by yourself in one of the biggest cities in the world. Do not go out very often. Walk around for 6 hours looking for Jamba Juice style jobs. Spend $20 on the heavy dressing. heavy dressing at Just Salad, Thai Crunch. End up losing money. And guess what? That's where joy lies. Not in
that's
the Jinro.
Right. Wow.
Okay. That's where you get karmic points for the afterlife.
Mm.
No, I'm jealous. That sounds fucking fun.
You can't find love in the club.
That was fucking awesome. All right, guys, I got to check out of my Airbnb, so I got to go.
That's how we should end every episode.
I'm over. It's oh, fuck. I don't want to have another knock on the door from that member when I was in the hotel.
Yep. All right. If you're rich.
All right.
Stay rich. If you're poor, we like you more.
Keep fighting.
Yeah.
Don't go gentle into that good night. Into that dark, whatever dark ass night. Okay.
Yep. And $5 giveaway on the Patreon. And wait, I'm doing a solo show May 30th, May something in New York City.
Oh, you want me? I'm gonna do a little intro for all this. Right, I'll throw in I'll throw it in the beginning. Some crazy fucking promo.
I love it. Thank you for
your service. You gotta put the beat on it.
Yeah, oh, right. The beat's definitely gonna be in it.
Goodbye, right, everyone.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.